Okay, today I'm going to talk about using pheromone, a different way of using pheromones to manipulate red palm weevils. And we also are going to talk a little bit about smart traps. Integrated pest management is the solution to most of the pest problems that we have. You have to have action thresholds, monitor and identify pests. You have to do prevention techniques and control techniques based on these action thresholds. If you think about the pheromone of the red palm weevil, there are two things you can do with that. One, you can monitor populations, so you know the population dynamic that you have. You use like low density of traps to figure that out. And then second, you can control populations. You can suppress, eradicate even populations using high density of point sources like traps or other control agents using the pheromone. To monitor the red palm weevil, there are many different pheromone sources available. Most of them are really good. The monitoring, there is an evolution of how things are, of the traps that are being used to monitor, but mostly you have nowadays traps that are buried onto the ground, and you put water and insecticide and pheromone and some food source, like and that attracts, and you are able to monitor the palm weevils in your farm or wherever you are. One of the problems with traps like that is that it takes a lot of time and effort for you to set up these traps in the field, and you basically use the traditional data collection system, which is like you get the bucket trap installed, you get paper and a pen, and you go to the field and collect the data, which is normally pretty easy to do. So you have a weekly data collection. Sometimes you want to have something that is a little bit better. So we have been working with a system called the Monitor, where you can collect data using a handheld device, and that data is uploaded to the internet, and you have reports immediately wherever you are. And this is great for area-wide programs, especially. So the Monitor system is being used by several different agents all over the all over South America and North America, and now you end up with maps and very good visual tools to understand exactly what is going on in your field. So it gives you daily data renewal of what is going on in the field. But now, if you want to go one step forward, you can use something like this. This is a sensor that you put in the funnel of this trap and allows you to count the insects that are coming in. And now you have like a 24/7 system that collects data all the time, every day of the week. And so you end up with instantaneous data stream coming from the field to your computer. So it automatically counts the insects capture, provides data and timestamps for each one of the capture events, and sends the data to a site on the internet, and that the reports then are available immediately to the decision makers wherever they are. They can be anywhere, and that allows you, because the trap is working by itself, when you don't need to rely on people, on weather, or pickup trucks that don't work or anything like that. The trap does the work for you. Now, controlling the red palm weevil. We think that an attract and kill solution might be an interesting way of controlling this red palm weevil. And we're going to talk about this formulation that we developed called Hook RPW. It's a SPLAT technology. SPLAT is a something that we have been using. So controlling red palm weevil, the current pheromone ways of controlling the red palm weevil are based on traps, and usually we use mass trapping techniques to do this. The traps are usually labor intensive. They require service, like you have to dig, put those traps in the field, you have to add water, more insecticide, you have to renew the food bait every so often. And that makes these traps costly in a way, both in terms of the trap itself and the work that has to be done for these traps. So the traps to control red palm weevil are usually used at very, very low densities in the field. And densities that are similar to monitoring of monitoring programs of other species. We thought that the path to control red palm weevil using the pheromone would be to eliminate the food bait, because the food bait, there's a lot of work involved with that. If we can eliminate the trap and increase the point density, we might have something that might work a little bit better. We're using this flat technology is a biologically inert and biodegradable matrix. It holds water-soluble, oil-soluble substances, so we can work with the pheromone and insecticides, not only the pheromone, but other attractants, like some of the food attractants. And it allows you to protect these molecules due to protection from rain and UV and oxygen and all these other degrading agents. It also allows you to, it's flowable, so you can apply that using a sprayer, a tractor, aircraft, paintball, whatever you want, caulking gun. And so when you put in the field for a hook RPW, we have a powerful attractant, which is the pheromone. We have toxicants that kill the red palm weevil. We use this flat technology as a carrier, and the hook red palm weevil is sprayable, and you can also apply it without a trap, apply the dollops to the trees, rocks, or ground, whatever you want in the field. And the dry dollops emit the pheromone and insecticide for a long time in hot climates. So when you look at these traps here with the lure and the bait, the food bait, this is the trap with only the splat there, only the hook RPW. And we found out that this trap here works as well as this. You get the same amount, same number of weevils as in the other trap. And you get this is the splat after 3 months in the field, and you get dead red palm weevils that touch this dollop. No. But the beauty of it is that it eliminates the need for insecticide, water, and food bait, effectively attracts and kills the red palm weevil, and a single application lasts over 3 months under very hot desert conditions in Saudi Arabia. If we use hook RPW in heavily infested plantations, you can reduce the cost of the area-wide management program by eliminating trap servicing, especially associated with food bait of these pheromone traps. If you put everything that is associated to servicing a trap, mass trapping, or using the hook, at least in our calculations, we come up out ahead with the cost of this system. Hook is a little bit less expensive, especially if you use baits to control the trap, the red palm weevil. So, in conclusion, hook red palm weevil is a bait-free method that attracts and kills red palm weevil adults in date palms. Can be applied directly in the field as numerous point sources to attract and intoxicate the red palm weevil. You can put hundreds of point sources in the field, depending on the density of your population. This high density of point sources increases the likelihood that weevil that is invading your field is going to contact the toxic baits, and it eliminates the need for food baited pheromone traps, saving time and money. But you need these traps to monitor populations, not to control. And we believe that it's a good tool for farm-wide, and we believe that might show some promise to become an effective eradication tool for the red palm weevil. And that's what I have
to say.
Thank you.
We have 2 minutes for questions.
It has to be a contact insecticide. We are using right now cypermethrin. That's normal. Basically, we caught a little bit less, but statistically, it wasn't statistically significant. And the fact that you have so many more point sources in the field allows you to overcome that problem. So we are afraid that we would be catching significantly less weevils than the trap with the food bait. Yes? Sorry? Well, there's many food volatiles that you can use that people tested for pheromone traps for palm weevils, and we can include that into the lure if necessary. Sorry? I don't understand. Okay, I will talk a little bit.
No, it's okay, sir. Okay.
Yes. We can adapt that ring. This, we can adapt the sensor to the funnel of that trap, and you can start counting. Or each event. You got a weevil now, you caught a weevil at 19 o'clock, depending like the time on. Yeah.
There is one question because of them.
Sorry, we can talk.
Sorry, you can talk later.
We are finding out, you have to test the trap for every bug that you go after, but we found out that is effective for the red palm weevil, is effective for the South American weevil and many other species, so we are very happy with it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.